Welcome to the Event Seeker Podcast, where you get to know what's going on outside of Jamaica and explore unique experiences to help you build confidence while leveling up yourself and having fun. And what we're going to talk about today is, what is your calling? What is your calling? What is it that you want to do in life? Do you have the hunger for pursuing things that you think could be good at? Or you've never really tried? I'm here to tear down those negative thoughts so you can broaden your horizons and think differently about yourself. I, myself, had the confidence gaps. I never really thought of pursuing anything because I thought I was totally different from everybody else and couldn't get anywhere in life. But I thought about it much more and I just said I'm going to write down a to-do list to help make me grow and level up my thought processes, get knowledge, and pursue things that I'd like so I can be more confident in what I do and more confident with what I say. You know, I forgot to introduce myself properly. So, my name is Anna Miles, the Event Seeker, and I love to experience things in a different way. I live in Jamaica and, you know, I just want to travel. That is my big goal. From where I've come from, I've just been a late starter to almost everything. I learn a little bit slow. I'm not always adamant about things. I just overthink things, but as the Event Seeker, which I've taken on, it's the approach of attacking things with an open mind. I want to come out of my comfort zone, and it's taking that part of myself that wants to achieve things a little bit faster, but I never thought I would do. Sometimes you would love to get the recognition, but it's not all the time that you would really want it, but it's always surprising when you do. I'm calm, I'm observant, I'm introverted, I'm very quiet. I like to observe things in a different way and recline, sometimes be in the backseat and see what's going on. But as I learn more about what's going on, I will adapt. So with this episode, I hope you learn more about how to approach things differently as I am trying to learn myself. But for episodes onwards, I hope to help you and guide you to be more prepared for, you know, things that you've never encountered. I'll discover certain things and never do them. But once you feel that you have the time and not procrastinate all the time, you will do it with confidence. While we're on the subject of what is our calling, I'm going to go through a few steps as to how you can get to your calling. After I've gone through the steps, maybe after listening to this, you can create some of your own. So here we go. The what, the why, how, and when. Those are going to be the starters for this podcast. Starters for your list as you get to pursue your calling. What? So you're going to be thinking about, what do you want to do? What do you want to do when you either, maybe you're of a certain age, you haven't thought about, you may be late in the game, or if you're young. Hey, don't worry about it. You have a lot
of opportunities ahead of you so that you can narrow down your focus. The why. The why of it is, you know, what's your why in life? Why do you want to do this thing that you are itching to do, one that you want to do? Do you want to create? Do you want to be more than just what you are comfortable with right now? Or do you want to get better at what you are doing? The how. How are you going to get there? What are the means that you're going to be using to get yourself to where you want to be? Are you going to be using money? Are you going to be volunteering? Are you going to be taking up small things? Do you know somebody that may help you or assist you or mentor you while you're getting up to the top? When? Are you going to be starting now? Maybe later? Maybe you're just not ready yet. But think about it. That's part A of our what is your calling. Now we're going to take a break. And I'm going to let you think about what you're going to put on your list for the what, the why, the how, and the when. Think about it. And then once you're finished with that, we're going to come back and think about our internal, personal SWOT analysis. Because it's not only thinking about what's the bigger picture, but we're also thinking about ourselves in the process. So, let's get ready. We're now going to look at the personal SWOT analysis, because we not only want to look at the bigger picture, but we also want to look at being yourself. How do you react to your environment? Are you comfortable where you are? And do you see a chance where you can make some growth, some movement, something that you've never done before that you would like to get better at? Fear powers your passion, and that should be one of the things that you should think about when you are looking at your SWOT analysis, personal SWOT analysis. So what are your internal strengths and weaknesses? They are both negative and positive. Short term and long term. What would you consider your strength at this moment? Are you creative at one thing and not at the other? Do you want to try something and then maybe, hey, I've tried it, I made a mistake, let me see if I can learn more about it. Weaknesses. Now, I've had a lot of weaknesses, and one of them is not, you know, trying something new. I've been so comfortable with certain things that I may have to break out of my shell a few times just to see if I can do it and if I would have success at it. Critique will always find you, but that critique will also help you. And also think about, what are your external opportunities? So you don't have to linger on the strengths and weaknesses for too long, but there may be an opportunity, that an open door, in fact, that you might want to go through when you want to take that extra step. So you've made it and you've gotten to where you are now, but how can you get over that hurdle to win the race? Those opportunities are gems. You need to just take one and then move on to the other. If you see something and you want it, go for it. Now, here's where the fear takes over. Don't be too negative about yourself, because those threats may affect you, but those threats can also make you stronger. So, when you're thinking about your threats, external threats, it's not the end of the world, but you can say to those threats, I don't need to think about you or anything else. If I can't get to do it now, maybe I could do it later on. Or you may have persons that may point finger at you and say you're not good enough. Peers may think of you as, why would you want to do something that may not be your thing? Hey, I said, I would say, maybe I can just try it. If I fail at it, I fail at it. Maybe it's not my thing now. But, what about you? Have you tried anything that you haven't done in your life to get to where you are? But those are the things, are what you think about when you're looking at your personal SWOT analysis. Don't be sad. Don't be angry. Keep a positive mindset. Be open. And you can always change it up, switch it up. And you'll find your way on your journey to your calling. Now we're going to take another break, and we're going to let you think about what your SWOT analysis is going to be. So we're on the way to forming our strategy for our personal development and finding our true calling and being honest with ourselves. All right. Take a break. And now we're back. We're going to be looking at the SMART goals, not in a business sense, but more of in a personal sense. And we're going to just break it down so that when you put all the things that we've learned so far together in this podcast, you're going to be making most of your time and of your worth. And be aware of who you are in terms of the environment that you live in. So now let's learn about SMART goals. So according to smartinsights.com, SMART means S is for specific, and it details all the information sufficient to pinpoint problems or opportunities. So you're just looking at something that you can do, or maybe you're looking at something specific that you may want to do but you can't do it yet. But hey, nothing's bad about trying something new, right? And M is for measurable. You want to quantify or qualify an attribute and create it so you can actually measure it. So what I would do in the end is give you a little example, and then maybe we can both add that to our list of to-dos. A is for actionable. So now you're going to be looking to action your objective. Some books may have achievable, but yes, you're putting the action towards your objective to make sure it's achieved to its fullest, or maybe achieve it at whatever resources are available to you. R is for relevant. So is it relevant to you? Relevant to anyone else? It's information that is applied to the specific problem faced by yourself. T is for time bound. Can objectives be set for different time periods as targets review against? So now you need to make sure that you're doing that exact thing at the time that you have set. So, like we have resolutions, some people break them, some people make them and then break them. But hey, you made your resolution, right? What if we put down on our list something like this? Being specific, you want to lose weight for a couple of weeks, and then as soon as you've lost that weight, you've achieved your goal. So post Thanksgiving, post Christmas, now we're at New Year's, and you're thinking about, hey, you are now going to lose weight, and check, you're going to measure, you're going to lose weight, measure it with a scale, and then do it every day, because you know you want to stay healthy, and you're going to be doing it throughout a period of a month. That's one. But let's think about another case. What about, you know, your intellectual and educational goals, right? You want to pursue a degree within a given month, so you're going to go every day and make sure you get there every day. You're going to measure it by the time you get there and all that, and you're making it achievable for yourself, because you know you're available, you're making that time, you're sacrificing that time, and it's relevant to you because you want to level up, gain more knowledge, learn something new, and then improve and get some more experience. And because it's so relevant, it's time bound, so you're going to ensure that within that given time of the degree or of the course, you're going to make sure you complete it, and persons are going to make you accountable for it, so it's measurable, right? So that in essence is my definition of SMART objectives. There's nothing wrong with researching it a little bit more, but you know, I've always thought of myself of doing something more with my life, and I think these will help you in getting further and progressing a little bit faster in what you are really about and finding out what your calling is in life. So, what did we learn today? We learned more about ourselves by listing it and writing it down and giving ourselves a challenge to try something new, learn something new, and pursue something that may scare us but dare us to be better than our usual selves. Comfort zone may be one thing, but don't stop at the comfort zone. which is what I always struggle with every day. Try to dip your foot in the water. It may be cold, it may be deep, but in the end you will manage to learn how to swim in that water. A pool, even a lake, even ocean. Once you can take on a pool, you can manage the ocean. So thank you for making time and taking time to listen to my podcast. This is Anna Miles signing out. And tune in next time as we look further beyond ourselves and explore more about all the events that happen in our lives. See ya!